Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wet here. We're just wet. We're all wet. We're all not wet.
I did enjoy the sound of rain overnight, though, I have to say.
That was wonderful. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of that. Yeah, yeah. Are we gonna have more of that soundtrack, Brittany?
No more. That soundtrack has come to an end.
As all good things do.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, though. We are still looking at those cloudy skies right now, but the sun will peek out. I see it right now in full force in Wausau, and that's going to be the case as we go through the next hour or two. The sun dominating today, very comfortable temperatures, right into those mid-70s. The only pesky thing is the wind is going to be a bit breezy out of the northeast, gusting up to about 25 miles per hour today. But hey, relaxing, dry, sunny day. It's beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Thanks for setting the tone, Brittany. We appreciate that.
And
good to have you back again. You stay dry out there. Have a good day, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
best in
Brittany.
The business. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Nice of her to join us. We always enjoy that. She's with us every Monday through Friday, right in this time slot, everybody.
Right.
I'm getting my bearings back a little bit here because
we're
pulling an audible this morning. So
we kind of have to.
Yeah, yeah. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way, some Olympic highlights. We'll also get into things that are priced too high right now and what's worth paying for. Some of that, some entertainment news, blah, blah, blah. I was going to start off talking about a man and his eggplant. But we have to shift gears. Yes. for those that did not hear the news, presidential nominee and vice president Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her vice president running mate.
Yep. Tim Walz. He's, you know, from Minnesota. I know we have some maybe friendly rivalries with that state, but they've been doing a lot of good things in Minnesota. And I personally couldn't be happier with her pick.
Yeah, I think it was, now that it is made, honestly, out of the candidates that she was looking at, the names that we had heard, this was the only choice to make, honestly. If you are looking to win, if you are looking to compete, this is the world we live in, and there are a million, you know, details and gray areas we could touch on and talk about and everything. But if you are trying to compete with the other side that has doubled down, that you have to go a different direction. She has covered certain bases. This covers those other bases. And this is just politics 101. This is how it's done in our country, and this is the way that this usually works, where you don't see what the Republican candidates have done very often, where usually you have somebody look at a some other candidates in past histories, and you see two very not two opposite people, but two people that cover multiple bases. The Republican side has decided to double down and just cover one base and only worry about one type of constituent, whereas the Democratic side is trying to cover multiple bases. What that means to you out there, the voter, is your call. That's just facts. Those are just the ways that things are lining up. This is not an opinion. These are the way that things are. And it should be interesting going forward. We've got less than 100 days. it is go time. It has been.
And both vice presidential candidates are campaigning in Wisconsin tomorrow.
Yep.
They're going to be appearing in Eau Claire. And I didn't get a chance to tell you this, James. So breaking news. I get to go over and cover one of those presidential rallies. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting time.
I have to. I hold back a lot, which is shocking to the audience. I'm sure this is him holding things back.
What are you not telling us?
Right, okay. Right. I actually hold back a lot politically, but I grew up in a very political family. Growing up in Chicago, you are going to learn about politics. You are going to talk about politics, and I'm actually a little jealous of you. I think that's really cool that you get to do that. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I've never been to a VP rally before, so it's interesting. Here in our state, which is, we're one of the swing states, as they say. We decide things, which is an interesting place to be in. And just being able to talk with voters and see in real time what's happening at these rallies. I think it's going to be fascinating.
I'm glad you brought up the swing state comment, because not only that we live in one, but it's going to be one of the main topics going forward and everything. And I think that we have a gift in this state. That we are a purple state, that we are a swing state. I think our station is a perfect example of this. I have talked to many listeners and even some people that work here recently about this subject and the ways that we are. And while there might be voices on our station that may, you know, seem to or do lean a certain way, I don't know what's in their heart, but I can tell you that from the very, very, very top of this company to the top of this station to the every single person that is a part of it, what we promote, what we put on the air is not only bipartisan, but purple. We are down the line. We are a democracy station. We don't care about the R or D in front of your name, at least here at WFHR. What we care about are facts, about making sure that you're informed, that you're out getting out there and voting. We are a station for anything you can say about, well, you lean this way and that way, blue-wise. Well, we have on every month Representative Scott Krug and Senator Patrick Teston. We have them on at least once a month, every month, and we have been as long as I've been in this chair, outside of when their day job comes first. Those two are on the airwaves and are welcome to talk about whatever they want about. Just to let you guys look behind the curtain and everything, Pam reaches out to their secretary. We set up a time. Hey, do you guys got any notes? Do you guys got anything you want to make sure to hit on? They have a couple topics. I bring a couple topics. We have a decent conversation. These are Republicans joining our station all the time. We have former Republicans on our station. We cover all bases because we are a purple station. And going forward, it is more and more important that our audience understands that, that we are about democracy above anything else. And anybody who is against democracy, anybody who is fighting to, I don't know, be a dictator, we're going to go against that, whether they have an R or a D in front of their name. This is not about liking somebody or disliking somebody. This is about democracy. This is about the difference of one candidate trying to get into office and tell you their what they're going to vote for and where their you know political feelings lean, and another person who is not only trying to just stay out of jail, who has been a draft dodger, who has been a number of different things. I can't even just the list is so endless that you can't even begin to get into without jumping into a bunch of other things. It's like the person at the award show. I don't want to forget anybody's names. You don't want to get started on it because you don't want to forget something that's vital to the conversation. But these two things are vital. This is a person who has gone out of his way to diss-talk our military, who dodged our military and did not fight for our country when he was asked to. This is a person who has gone on many, many times, and I guarantee you will say it again and again, that he believes in dictatorship, that he believes that in 4 years, if he were elected, he should not be kicked out of office, that there should not be a new president, that it should just be him.
That you'll never need to vote again.
There's a gigantic difference there between those. And none of this, well, I don't like her policy on this, but I like his on that. That doesn't work this time. There is a gigantic difference between a person who has let you know exactly how they feel, not hidden their cards at all. They said the quiet part out loud. They want to be a dictator. They are friends with other dictators in other countries. There's no divide here. There's no gray area. It's black and white. Do you want a dictator? Okay. Well, I imagine that you might be able to travel to another country that has that, because I don't see that happening here. I don't see the American people sitting for that.
Well, do we want to go backwards or do we want to move forwards? You know, those are really our choices here.
I wanted to talk about a guy and his eggplant. This happened. It's breaking news. This is what we do around here. We cover breaking news. It literally happened minutes before we go on the air. So we got to dive into this. And you're getting my raw emotions on this one.
Yes. And as you say, James, we as a station, we promote local radio, local issues, the things that are happening right here in our state. Because, yes, while these big national things do affect us, what happens in our state is actually, it's, I don't want to say it's more important, but it's super important to be dialed in on what's really happening here in Wisconsin.
I make it very clear. I will never, because I don't subscribe to either political party. I make it very clear on the air here that I don't lean either way, that both sides have to try to earn my vote. I'm not going to give that to them. I've made it pretty clear how I feel about this topic, I think, because it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with democracy. And I believe in democracy with every inch of my body, with every bit of my soul. And if there's somebody who's challenging democracy, I don't care if it's my father. I'll go at him with it. You are, if that coward was in this room right now, that orange coward was in this room right now, I would have ends with him. And he wouldn't know what to do because he's never thrown a punch and he's never gotten dirt under his nails a day in his life. This there is a line in the sand. Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe in this country?
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in freedom? Do you believe in making the choices, your own choices for your body? Do you... There, as you say, are so many things.
And look, we're not at all telling you what to do. We never would do that. We encourage you to be informed, to get out there. You don't have to just take our news. Go ahead and get other news sources. Compare. See. Mm-hmm. Take a look at these things. The truth is very easy to see if you're looking. If you don't want to see it, then it's easy to look away from. It's easy to fake news and blah, blah, blah.
That is a big part of the issue, I feel, James, is that we need to also have conversations. I have some cousins that I talked with this last weekend who are like, I don't know where to get news. I don't know where to look. Half of the time, the things I see on social media are fake. And one of the things that I recommended is have a conversation with somebody next to you. You know, talk with someone while you're standing in line at the grocery store. Have some just real factual, normal conversations with people, hear how they're thinking. On many of our platforms, there is that option. I found an interesting person who is actually another radio DJ who is having these conversations. They're out there. You can find them. And you can hear things from other people's perspectives to help understand what's happening to all of the people in not only our state, but our country, and how they're affected by these policies that are made by our politicians.
Well said. A little bit later, we're going to get into an article that Melissa sent over kind of about this. This actually worked out really well, the way we planned it, Melissa.
Right, because, yes, our crystal ball.
We'll get into that before the end of the hour. But before we go to break, again, our presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, selects Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her VP running mate. That is the news that has broke minutes before we hit the air.
And they will be in our state tomorrow.
Yeah.
In Eau Claire.
Kind of exciting. And I got to think, too, you know, for a state that doesn't always get that much attention, except for this time of year, hopefully we can also get some of our issues in this state heard by these candidates, but all these candidates, and make them actually represent us and make sure that they are representing us.
Because having politicians work for the people.
Tell you, having a Midwesterner in there doesn't hurt.
It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't.
We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got some celebrating to do coming up. It's Melissa and James here with you on Morning Show at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at the over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. It's their Birthday and Anniversary Club.
That's right.
Keep in mind, our friends over at El Cafe are taking some much needed time off. They will be back
on vacation.
Yeah, they'll be back on the 12th, everybody. Looking forward to when they get back. And when they do, join them on Tuesday the 13th as they'll reopen their doors and looking to have some fun over there. Get on over there, check out that amazing menu, the wonderful people. Wish them a great one from us when they open their doors on August 13th.
Yeah.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And, of course, call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600 or one-button dialing with the Civic Media app. And then you can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live right with us right now. We can have a conversation.
Yeah. Go ahead and jump in right now. Right now. Jump in. We'd love to hear from you, everybody.
Feel free.
Feel free to call up, join. We'd like to hear from you right about now. Let's go ahead and dive into our list. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with one today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. First up, we do want to remind the audience that we are still looking for Sam Anderson, our winner of July.
Ooh, yeah. Somebody let Sam know they won.
Yeah. Otherwise, we will draw a new winner on Friday. So if we don't hear from them by then we'll have to do that. We got to get this Culver's out there. It's hot.
Sam,
you
mean El Cafe. You're gonna miss out on this free El Cafe food.
Yes, yeah, we don't want that. Good. It's so good. The El Cafe has got one of the most original menus you're gonna come across. Be sure to check that out. And it looks like we got two names today. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Ken Hammond.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, celebrating their 13th anniversary. That's awesome. Brian and Heather Stainbrook.
Oh, Brian and Heather, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Congrats to you both. Happy 13th. That's awesome. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. And you're our qualifiers.
Congratulations.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, Leslie Odom Jr. is 43, Tony Award winner for playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton. One of those great up-and-coming actors. He's been around for a while now, but he's been in a handful of things. Glass Onion, he's been in music, One Night in Miami, Harriet. He's done a lot of good work. Wonderful voice. Not just a great singer, but just even speaking voice. He's got a great one. Punky Brewster is 48.
Wow.
Celine Moonfry is 48. Of course, Punky Brewster would end up playing Roxy in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Good actor. Another wonderful actor, Vera Farminga, is 51 today. Laureen Warren in the Conjuring movies. Norma Bates in Bates Motel. Fantastic actor. Wonderful actor.
Yeah, I recognize her face. I've seen her in stuff, but I did not know her name.
Yeah, she's good. She is one of those ones that, you know, you'd give anything.
Well,
to
no
work
wonder.
With.
I recognize her, but she's in a lot of horror films. So
yeah.
Hence the reason. Up in the Air, I saw her in that.
Oh, she's good in that, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with George Clooney.
M. Night Shyamalan is 54. The Sixth Sense, Signs, Lady in the Water, The Happening, Glass, and of course the new movie Trapped. That features his daughter as a pop singer in it. M. Night Shyamalan is possibly the most hit or miss director we've ever had. and because when he hits The Sixth Sense or I think Unbreakable or some of those types of movies, wow, they're really well written, very well directed, and a throwback to suspense and to some really great Hitchcock type. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's some really bad ones. I mean, and when they're bad, they're really, really bad. And apparently right now, this new movie out, Trapped, is got the whole internet unsure of which way to go.
Like, oh, really?
I see reviews and people trashing it. I see people liking it. I don't see a lot of people loving it. I don't see a lot of that. But very mixed reviews on this one. Decide for yourself, of course. Don't listen to me or to any of these people out there telling you.
Some of his movies, I definitely, because they are thrillers. Which I can handle a thriller as long as it doesn't have too much horror in it. The Sixth Sense, I did really enjoy that movie. And did he direct She's All That in 1999?
Whoa. No.
I'm seeing that on his IMDb page, and I don't know if he was the director or if he was in it. Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know.
I did really like that movie, She's All That.
Okay. Wow. I didn't even know. I had no. That is nothing. I would have never put him in that category. That's interesting.
Right. And I cannot see how. I think he's in it, maybe, because he's not the director or the writer. So he's gotta be in it.
He's similar to other directors where he likes to show up in his movies. He is a horrible actor. He is really bad. So I don't know that. I mean, I guess I could see him getting cast in a movie that he didn't direct, but that would be a little surprising to me, actually. But honestly, hit or miss, I'd love to work with him. I would love to be in one of his films. I think that he's a good enough director to where even if he's a bad movie, you're going to get better as an actor working with people like him. And he gets some good people to work with. So David Robinson is 59, NBA legend, ex-San Antonio Spur, has got himself a championship, is in the Hall of Fame, and maybe one of the greatest nicknames ever, David Robinson was in the Navy when he was drafted, Melissa. His nickname, The Admiral.
The Admiral.
That's a good name. It's a good
nice.
Name.
Nice.
One of the best actors in the world, Michelle Yao, is 62. Philippa in the Star Trek Discovery. She is also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She was in the third Mummy movie and so many other great performances as of late. Michelle Yao,
Everything. Crazy Rich Asians, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which I haven't seen yet. I still need to watch it.
I don't recommend movies all the time, but Everything Everywhere All at Once is one of those ones I highly recommend to anybody, especially to not knowing what I'm talking about here, but to moms, to daughters, to mothers and daughters, to it has got some beautiful storylines to it, but that storyline is one of the unique ones that I thought. And I told my sister and my mom, you guys got to see this movie, and both of them call me up crying. Why'd you make me watch that?
Why? Yeah.
It was like, it was fun. It was an action movie. It's not all heart. There's a lot of cool action in it.
She's also going to appear in the new Wicked that comes out this year.
Oh, interesting. Cool. I didn't know that. And some people no longer with us, like one of the queens, if not the queen of comedy, Lucille Ball, born on this day in 1911, passed away in 1989. One of the bigger influences I will ever have. Some of my favorite memories are watching I Love Lucy with my Nan and Papa and them telling me, okay, that was funny, Jimmy. Why was it funny? Why were you laughing? Well, because she did this, this, and this. Okay, but what did she do? What, and really studying her and watching her work. Lucille Ball also a gigantic, if not the page one of women's rights in the entertainment industry, fighting for that. She's got the first paragraph. Back in the day, she's producing. She's running the show. Mm-hmm. She's running the...
Which is not something women were doing then.
No. And she didn't ask to do this. She just did it. And with her talent and her popularity, she made use of that to be able to fight for other women to be able to do these things. And takes a while, but you see a Mary Tyler Moore and some actors like that and everything who end up doing similar things.
And you also see a lot of you probably have, but seen these videos that are surfacing of her doing interviews and or her at a talk show and telling the men reporters who are walking up to these women to interview them and then just touching them inappropriately, like putting their hand on the small of a woman's back without permission and saying, no, take your hand off of her and talk to her as a person, not as a possession.
Yeah.
She didn't say that exactly. I'm putting words in her mouth, but that's what she is telling these men in a time where women were not allowed or encouraged to advocate for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Lucille Ball wasn't just one of the funniest, if not the funniest person that we ever saw on TV. She was one of the strongest. God, I got to go back and watch some scenes from Lucille Ball. Some of her later interviews. That's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Melissa, because some of those later interviews that she did in life, not that she ever held back or she ever put on airs, but boy, she really just kind of like let it go as she went on more and more in interviews. And like, I'm going to tell like it is. My legacy's established. I'm going to tell you how it really was and what things really happened. And I don't know. I marvel at her work, and even though we lost her a long time ago, I still miss her. I really, really would love to have seen Lucille Ball working in today's day and age with some of the actors and some of the people that are around. Quite the legacy. One more time, we wish a happy birthday to Ken Hammond.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken. Enjoy your day. And we wish a happy 13th anniversary to our qualifiers, Brian and Heather Stainbrook.
Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. We will get to our news break. We'll go ahead and take care of our partners here, and we'll come back talking a little Olympic highlights. And a little bit later, we've got a couple of other big topics we're going to get into. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. In a little bit, we're going to get into a fun, interesting article Melissa brought over to us. Looking forward to that. We'll dive into that one in a little bit. But first, some Olympic highlights. Catch you up on what you might have missed overnight.
Okay.
USA. USA.
I missed it all. Fill me in, James.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, let me just get my notes here. USA. USA. Team USA added 8 more medals at the Olympics yesterday. We're also still tied with China in golds with 21 each.
Nice.
Valerie Allman won her second gold in a row in women's discus. China took silver in that one. Valerie, if you get a chance to see that performance, you got to see it, everybody. She just is incredible.
Discus is impressive.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I've always admired that. We also won silver medals in men's pole vault, mixed skeet shooting, and mixed triathlon relay. And Simone Biles had to settle for a silver in women's floor. Jordan Chiles took bronze in that one. And the women's 3-on-3 basketball team also won bronze.
But going back to that Simone Biles, I did see the picture of them like honoring the person who won. That was a really cool moment.
That's such a cool Olympic moment. That's going to go down as one of my favorite Olympic moments, I think. That's I'm not going to forget that one anytime soon.
Yeah, because these women have all been competing together for years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They are applauding each other for their victories, which is just wonderful to see.
And I give the younger generation so much credit. We were raised as sports people, as sports fans and sports families, the competition, 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 and you don't help the other person up and stuff like that. These generations, I should say, have learned that you can be as competitive as all get out and still help the other person up.
Yeah, and celebrate the victories.
Yeah. It hasn't affected Simone Biles. She's the GOAT. She's the greatest to ever do this by far and away. There's nobody even in second place necessarily when it comes to her. She is competitive as all get out and yet is still able to do these things. I mean, that's what they do on the balance beam is impressive. That's true balance.
Yes.
Someone asked the other day if she'll be back in 2028. Her response was never say never, but she added, I am getting really old. She'll be 31 by then.
Well, I mean, to make your body do that stuff, it's a lot of years of bouncing.
I wouldn't and
jumping.
And you know, you think about this, like a lot of athletes, she's been doing this since she was 6, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to do some other things. Maybe what has she got to prove? What does she have left to do?
James, the thought of trying to do a cartwheel right now, like I would not even attempt it. I think the biggest gymnastics move I could probably still pull off with confidence and maybe not injure myself, and I say maybe, is a somersault.
I might be able to do one of those, but I feel like I would break my neck doing it, possibly. just the chance that I might be a good
would
idea
stop
not
us.
To do it. Yes, would stop me, yeah. I kind of, in some ways, as much as I've enjoyed watching her, I feel like this has been her swan song. It always has been. And I wouldn't count on her being in the next one, but I also wouldn't count her out.
No.
Caroline Marks took home gold for Team USA in women's surfing. That competition is being held in Tahiti. I don't know why they couldn't have the other competition, why they had to do it in the river. But after day 10 of the Olympics, Team USA still led the overall medal count with 79. China is a distant second with 53. USA and China ended the day with 21 golds each, so that part is noted as well. Australia and France have 13, Great Britain have 12. Just a couple of quick notes that are going viral. As usual, women's gymnastics is all over the internet, and BuzzFeed counted 39 superstars who showed up to watch our women dominate yesterday. Nicole Kidman, Natalie Portman, Serena Williams, Bill Gates, Tom Cruise, Steph Curry, Greta Gerwig, Lady Gaga, Tom Brady, Tony Hawk, Nick Jones, Spike Lee, Snoop, Martha. Everybody there. And speaking of Tom Brady, there's some really cool viral shots of him watching Simone Biles' routine. And he is in awe. He is blown away by this. He talked about it afterwards, and he had seen her routines but never seen them in person. And seeing it in person, his jaw's literally on the ground. And after all the surgery he's had on that thing, I mean, I'd take it easy on that, Tom. It's interesting to be able to see reactions on his face, too, you know, with a lot of the plastic surgery and stuff, man. I mean, he's had some work done. But it is really cool to see game recognize game. There are very few few people who would argue that Tom Brady is not the GOAT. I'm one of those people. Hmm. But most people that have a brain in sports will tell you he's got all the championships. He's the GOAT. Simone Biles is the GOAT at gymnastics. To see his reaction to her is really cool. It's a really unique moment. And just wrapping up, U.S. shot putter Peyton Oterdal didn't medal, but he did give out some gold. He proposed to his girlfriend at the Eiffel Tower, and she said yes.
Cute.
Yeah, that was a cool.
How do you not say yes?
I mean,
in that moment.
I mean, you know, no matter what you know, when you get home, might be a little different, but in the moment, yeah, come on. In the moment, you gotta just go with it. Just go with it.
Propose at the Olympics at the Eiffel Tower and say no?
I mean, yeah.
On national television? Probably not.
Probably not. Probably not. To each their own, but probably not.
Not to, you know, say they're not happy couple, or because I know nothing about them.
Right,
I just think
right.
It's funny when you get to the punchline of these, and he proposed, and she said yes.
Yeah. Because there's always a pause. There's always
right.
a pause. I have proposed, I think, twice. Yeah, twice in my life. And while I felt confident and 100% going into it, it wasn't until one time I was on my knee, the other time I was on a horse. Both of them, I felt like my legs were rubber. And the person I was about to ask this to was a stranger. Like, even though they weren't, and I'd known
obviously.
Them for years and everything, in the moment, I'm like, ring. You're supposed to.
I had something prepared, but this is all I got.
Words and ring. Here, I like you. You should put this on.
I also brought a piece of paper that with little boxes that say check yes or no.
Would you please check one? And then fold it up and hand it to me.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll open it tomorrow.
I'm so nervous. We will take a commercial break. Got a good one coming up in just a little bit here, everybody. We're going to get it to when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into some entertainment news. We're going to talk about this guy and his eggplant. Got that
yes.
coming up.
An aubergine.
Yes, yes. We'll get
which
that.
Is another word for eggplant, which I just think is fun.
It is very fun. I like
that. And courgettes. For zucchini.
Ooh, nicely done, yeah.
Right?
Next hour, we'll get into our schedule as well and a couple of other things. But in a morning of improving and just... we had
we're just throwing out the script, James.
Yep, and that's all right. I like that. You sent over a article this morning, and I did have a chance to read the majority of it. I didn't get through the whole thing, to be honest. But I thought it was too noteworthy, and boy, it worked out timing-wise today that I think it really is poignant. For many politicians and for many people in the media, politics is considered a game, and they treat it like a game. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of constituents, where you see a lot of people waving around flags.
Acting like their sports teams.
Yes. I'm not talking about the American flag. I'm talking about politician flags.
Mm-hmm.
And
or yard signs or
yes.
you know, whatever regalia they choose to wear.
Places where you would normally see a Packer and a Brewer flag or something like that, they've replaced those with political flags and political signs and everything. And we are treating these politicians like they are athletes and like we got to have their poster on our wall, our kid's wall or something like that. Like we've really and so much so, Melissa, that we have changed talking politics, whether it is in person or it is on TV with pundits, into sports talk radio. I understand I am talking to somebody who is, smartly, I should say, not listen to a lot of sports talk radio. But if you and I were doing a sports show, Melissa, the producers would come to us and say, okay, James, you take this side. Melissa, you take that side. I want you to fight. I want you to argue.
Doesn't matter what you actually think.
No, doesn't.
This is your script.
And go. And just do it. And that's what a lot of people have turned politics into because, honestly, sports talk radio for a while there was doing very well in ratings and even on TV and on ESPN and even Fox was able to do well.
And but, that's the thing you just said, James, ratings.
Yeah.
Why should politics be about ratings? It shouldn't. It should be about what our politicians are doing for the people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this article really centers on.
It is. And it is from Bernie Sanders, who I will not hold back from saying I have a lot of respect for the man. I've heard him speak. I've been to a couple of his rallies. Most recently, there was one in Stevens Point that I got to go and see him at. The man is smart. He has a lot of experience. But this article focuses on a poll that they just did of the swing states in our nation, because, as we have mentioned, swing states are important during an election season. As you said, was the time we get the most attention here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That as or the town to not live in when you're in a horror movie. So as far as the key findings of this poll, and I'm going to read this directly from the article because I think it's very well worded.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key findings of the poll is that on core economic issues, and I did briefly look at the poll. It's a lot of numbers and a lot of figures, but it was taken over a wide demographic of a little over 1,000 people, like 1,156 people, I think was the number. And they self-identify as around 46% Republican, 46% Democrat, and the rest are independent or somewhere in that mix. It's pretty 50-50. One of the key findings of the poll is that on core economic issues, by a wide margin, voters are more likely to vote for a candidate who favors expanding Social Security benefits by making the wealthy pay the same tax rate as the working class. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just stop right there for a minute because I think that that's an important thing to point out. Why don't the wealthy pay the same tax rate as the working class?
Yeah.
The article goes on to say they strongly support a candidate who favors expanding Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing needs, who favors cutting the cost of prescription drugs in half by making sure that Americans pay no more than what others pay in Europe or Canada, and who favors hiking taxes on the rich and multinational corporations so that they pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm. The idea of, just to note to that, Melissa, because usually the pushback, at least my whole life since the 80s, has been trickle-down economics. Every economic brain has proven that wrong.
That does not work.
And shown that doesn't. And that's economic brains on both sides of the aisle. We do have a call coming in. I want to take it real quick. Good morning. What's on your mind? Hello? Hello? All right. Feel free to call back, please. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call back. Melissa, I didn't mean to throw you off where you were.
That's all right. We want to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, I want to get to our calls anytime they call in.
Mm-hmm. So if we want to break down this a little bit more, expanding Medicare to cover dental, vision, and hearing, 77% overall support that. That's 69% of Republicans, 73% of independents, and even 67% of people who self-identify as Trump voters.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are similar for cutting the cost of prescription drugs in half. Why are we paying more than what people in Europe or Canada are paying for the same prescription drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
just so that pharma companies can make their CEOs more wealthy?
Mm-hmm. You look at what some of the people have done in recent memory, it's especially some of the politicians that are currently running for office when it comes to insulin and keeping the price of that down. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing. There are so many other medications out there that need that same type of attention, that need to be brought down and need to be corrected. These things are all tied together. You do something like that, and it starts to take a little bit off of the American plate and freeze them up a little bit to be able to add more to our economy, and et cetera, and et cetera. It's like any other topic we bring up. It all bleeds into other things and leads to a more productive economy and society.
Mm-hmm. And how many of us have been hearing about, well, Social Security is at risk and people, you know, the concerns about Social Security benefits. James, you and I have been playing into Social Security our entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they can threaten that, like that's something we've paid into, that our senior citizens in this country are struggling to get by on something they paid into their whole lives. If we could expand Social Security benefits by making the wealthy pay the same, not more, the same tax rate as the working class. Yeah. 72% of people overall surveyed in this post agree, in this poll, agree with that.
Not one of those people, not one of those millionaires or billionaires got there without us.
No.
Without people, without their community, without their country, the very least they can do is do what the rest of us do and pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one. Instituting a cap on rent increases. 63% of respondents to this poll also said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing this more, especially in big cities.
Yeah.
Our housing market is so... It's got a lot of issues.
It's junked up.
We don't have enough inventory.
My grandfather was a landlord in Chicago, and he was a bad one. And even treated my mother badly. It's something that it's very close to the chest. I dealt with a lot of bad landlords in my life. If you can't run a apartment complex or a house, if you have to raise rents and you are doing certain things to your clients, you need to find a new job. You need to get out of that industry.
Yeah.
That is not the job of a landlord. That is not what you. There are plenty of people that do the job very good, that are good at it, and treat their their people well. And if you can't get out of the industry, go find something else to do.
Mm-hmm. And there is an argument to be made on the side for landlords too of renters coming in and destroying properties and taking advantage and lying on their rental applications and doing all of the things that you shouldn't do. When you're living in a place and supposed to be taking care of it.
It goes both ways.
Landlords have a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
But instituting a cap that doesn't allow people to skyrocket the amount of your rent. People have been experiencing as much as a 50% increase on their rent in 1 year. Who can afford that?
Yeah, yeah.
And 63% of people overall agree, based on this poll, that there should be a cap.
Yeah, did you get to the expanding Medicare coverage, dental, vision, and hearing part of this?
I think that's a really, really important one, too, because especially for our senior citizens and for our seniors on Social Security, those are the things we know biologically, scientifically, we've got the data to prove it, those parts of our bodies are going to fail at some point. Our cells break down, our eyes eventually, eventually here I'm in my 40s, I'm going to have to get bifocals because our eyes don't last forever.
Yeah. And having Medicare, expanding Medicare to cover dental, vision, and hearing, 77% agree overall that this should be done, 73% of independents, 69% of Republicans, and 67% of Trump voters. So overwhelmingly, even on either side of the aisle, this is something that needs to get done. Pay attention to the people that are looking to do something about this and not just
take it away.
Or when they're asked a question, immediately pushing back or getting defensive or whining or talking about the other person and what they're going to do. They don't tell you what they're going to do. They don't give you their plan. All they do is whine and complain
about what's wrong.
Yeah.
Let's focus on what we want to see. What do we want our country to look like? What do we want our future to look like? Eliminating all medical debt. 62% of people think that should happen. Building 2 million units of affordable housing. 59% of people think that should happen. Reestablishing the child tax credits. 58%. Capping the amount of money families spend on child care. 7% of their income. 54% of people think that should happen. Why should parents have to choose between being able to... put food on their table or keep their child in childcare so they can keep their job.
Keep in mind that this is also this is a poll again being done in swing states, asking the questions of all type of constituents.
There is across the board.
Across the board. One other thing I did want to get in. I wanted to make sure we got in raising minimum wage to $17 an hour. 51% overall agree with that. 49% of independents. 47% of Republicans. 42% of Trump voters. So even over 40% of Trump voters agreed the minimum wage needs to be raised.
They know you cannot live on less than $17 an hour. It's not possible with the amount of rent, with the amount of food. you know, and there's a lot of reasons for those things. Inflation is not an easy thing to understand.
And this is a topic I have brought up with Representative Krug. I brought up with Senator Tested. You can go back and listen to the interviews and hear how mm-hmm. that interaction went. And there is no answer to this. The idea that we can let businesses decide this, what happens when we let businesses make the rules?
The CEOs of grocery store companies are making bank, James.
Yeah.
They are not suffering at all.
No.
And
no.
You know who is? All of us and the people who work for them. But do they care about that? No. They make a huge profit because they can. Mm-hmm. Because nobody is telling them, no, you can't raise those prices.
There are the people that want you to constantly think that the sky is falling, and there are people out there that want you to know that the sky is there for you, and that's the ceiling. There is a difference of that and understanding that. And this poll, I think, does a really good job of separating those things, because we have more in common than not. We are closer to each other than we realize, and we need to look out for each other more than we ever have before. We need to do this together. It doesn't mean we need to all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Doesn't mean that you need to root for the same sports team. But we do need to stop treating politics like it's a game. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop treating each other like this person is rooting for the wrong sports team. Mm-hmm. We can do all this. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. We are Americans.
Yes.
We can do this.
And I want to just say, singing together is a lot of fun.
It is fun.
You can pick the song.
It is fun. Yeah. That's nice.
I don't
of
care
you,
what Melissa. It is.
That's
Let's nice just sing together.
Nice. It sounds good. Maybe we'll do that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.